Good morning and welcome to Joy News at 6. The news is live on Joy 99.7 FM in Accra. And in Kumasi, we are on Love 99.5 FM with over 30 affiliates across Ghana's 60 regions, including Clenham Radio, Bato, Gaskiar FM, Tichiman, and Radio Wa. Get radio, TV, and online content on the MyJoyOnline.com interactive app for Android and iOS devices. Coming up, shortage of petroleum products on the market looms as a strike by the Ghana National Petroleum Tanker Drivers Union enters its second day.
The likelihood of them running short of the product is there.
But the National Petroleum Authority is promising to expedite action to resolve the drivers' concerns. Also in this bulletin, we see death every day. The words of a 46-year-old end-stage kidney patient. Details in our dialysis crisis series, as some of them express fear they may not live long enough to witness government's promise to come to their aid.
And you ask yourself, am I the next person? You drink the water, it enters into your lungs. Then your breathing starts, when you're working, you'll be doing like...
In business, Ghana's debt restructuring deal with Eurobond holders expected to receive IMF's approval after initial setbacks following improved economic data. And later, labor unions demand meeting with President Akufo-Addo to discuss SNIT's move to sell 60% of its shares in 4 hotels to Minister of Agriculture Brian Ichampong's Rock City Hotel.
Just like the couple of nights, so there must be a meeting to look at the issue. This table has gone back and forth, back and forth.
I am Hannah Odame with the details. Now, this is Joy News, independent, fearless, and credible journalism. Let's start off, and the National Petroleum Authority says some fuel stations could face possible shortages due to the strike by tanker drivers across the country. Members of the Ghana National Petroleum Tanker Drivers Union have declared an indefinite strike, demanding the approval of a policy framework to enhance their salaries. Reacting to the likely impact of the industrial action, communications manager for MPA, Mohammed Abdul Kudus, said the industrial action is likely to impact some oil marketing companies that need to restock their supplies.
Most of these stations place order based on the expected time that the product that they have could run out. And by the schedule, there were tankers built to pick up the product to send to some locations. So obviously, given their expectation, if the load was not done today, the likelihood of them running short of the product is there.
However, Mr. Kudus has assured that the MPA is committed to expediting action to address the concerns of the drivers.
Hopefully, we should be getting the resolution to this particular issue as quick as possible.
And you heard the communications manager for MPA, Mohammed Abdul Kudus. Let's move on, and we see death every day. The words of 46-year-old end-stage kidney failure patient Gifty Labi. Her condition has prevented her from passing urine for the past 11 years, relying on dialysis treatment to remove waste from her body. However, getting money for the twice-in-a-week session continues to be a challenge for her and many others. In our dialysis crisis series today, Max Olababa shares their story.
A press conference by the Renal Patients Association of Ghana is underway. Midway, a woman in her 50s breaks down in tears, pleading for government intervention to reduce the soaring cost of dialysis treatment. Despite her impassioned plea, little has changed since then. This was sometime last year, and the cost of dialysis has only continued to rise. Her tears echo the daily struggles of those battling kidney failure.
I've never passed urine since 11 years now. Yeah, because you eat, you drink. Because the kidney is spoiled.
Meet Gifty Labi, a 46-year-old woman grappling with the harsh reality of kidney failure. unable to afford dialysis treatment twice a week, she and many others are forced to make unimaginable sacrifices.
I'm not working. I don't do anything. It's my brothers who helped. And then he told me all his life savings is gone because of this sickness. Yes. Looking, he's taking care of my mom, taking care of me, taking care of his children. So imagine, I'm suffering, but what can I do? I have no option.
Maxwell Agbagba brought us that report. The labor unions led by the TUC are demanding a meeting with President Akufo-Addo to discuss the attempt by SNIT to sell 60% of its interest in four hotels to Minister for Agriculture, Brian Echampo's Rock City Hotel. The trust fund said Rock City submitted the best and strongest financial proposal out of six shortlisted entities. The minister and SNIT have subsequently denied any wrongdoing in the process leading up to the shortlisting of Rock City Hotel. But the labor unions remain skeptical about the deal and are now demanding a meeting with the president. Na Ayele Adefio, a spokesperson for the Trade Union Congress.
And their stand is they want a hearing by the president of the Republic of Ghana. Because I think so many.
Sorry, when you say you want a hearing, as in a commission of inquiry?
They want a meeting.
A meeting.
When you look at NIT, you look at government, you look at labor, you look at employers, you know. So it's just like the couple of times. So there must be a meeting to look at the issue. This table has gone back and forth, back and forth.
So Chairman of the Privileges Committee in Parliament, Joe Osewusu, who says the controversy has been overly stretched, believes it is acceptable for anyone to purchase the shares as long as the state is not being cheated.
To buy it. From what I've read, if that is true, the state offered to sell and they are there. So what question left to be answered is there value for money? Because I'm in public office and because notwithstanding that I am in this business, if there's an opportunity to sell a state asset that plays within the same business, I can't offer a legitimate and appropriate fee to acquire it.
You heard there, Jose Wusu, he's chairman of the Privileges Committee in Parliament. The Public Interest Accountability Committee, PIAC, is raising concern about the over-concentration of annual budget funding amounts spending on government's flagship program, Agenda 111, to the detriment of its industrialization priority areas. The government has so far disbursed 1.7 billion cedis to the Agenda 111 project, with almost 800 million allocated to support the policy last year. Well, chairperson of PIAC, Professor Elizabeth Adefio Shandoff, told journalists the allocation to industrialization has reduced significantly.
These four priority areas selected by the Ministry of Finance comprise agriculture and fisheries, physical infrastructure and service delivery in education and health. The third is road, rail and other critical infrastructure, and the fourth is industrialization. The ABFA, as I said, is distributed according to priority areas and also to the Public Interest and Accountability Committee.
The Electoral Commission says it has changed the team charged with generating and publishing infographics of data in the ongoing limited registration exercise to stop churning out erroneous figures. Addressing a press conference on Tuesday, Deputy Commissioner in Charge of Operations, Samuel Tete, says rigorous mechanisms have been put in place to prevent future occurrences.
The Commission apologizes for the error. The Commission has since made changes to the team charged with the responsibility of preparing the infographics. Additionally, we have put in place more rigorous methods in the preparation of the infographics to ensure that what is churned to the public is accurate.
You heard the Deputy Commissioner in Charge of Operations at the Electoral Commission, Samuel Tete, ending the news at 6 with me, Hannah Odami. But you find all these stories and more when you log on to myjoyonline.com. Thank you for your company. The Super Morning Show continues.